You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Todd's going on World of Sports. Got the Ravens coming off their third straight win. You got Monday Night Football tonight, Philadelphia and Green Bay. Maryland football loses their fifth straight. Bad news. Maryland hoops, men, they lose to Georgetown. Eh, they're two games into the season, not making any of it. Even the coach doesn't know what the hell to expect from his team. Moving forward here, Buzz Williams. Baseball offseason very much in play and other things going on as well. But let's count some dough first. A little buy or sell.
All righty. The Dow is up 92. The S&P's up 63. NASDAQ's up 368. DraftKings up 80 cents. Under Armour is down 14 cents to 429.
Well, let's start here with Maryland basketball today. They did not respond well in their first true test of the season. 70-60 loss to Georgetown on Friday night. All of this really behind right from the jump. Non-existent three-point shooting. Outside of that first half against Coppin, abysmal all season long through these two games, 28% overall from beyond the arc. My immediate thought here goes back to just 2 years ago, the lack of threes killing the Terps that season. That was their clear-cut biggest weakness that year, hitting 29% over a full season, which was bad enough to rank them 350th in the country. Long way to go this year, but buy or sell, Bob, this year's team will also be abysmal from three, hitting 30% or worse on the year.
Ooh, I'm going to soft buy it. Not going to make any absolutes by any stretch of the imagination. They were 19% from beyond the arc on Friday night. They only shot 25% from the floor overall. The surprising thing is they're shooting over 80% from the free throw line. Payne was a 50% shooter at Texas A&M, and he looks like Larry Bird. Swishing those things. So will they be last year's crab five? No, because Kevin Willard made it a point to bring in shooters. But we'll see. Miles Rice has a history of making threes at Washington State, Indiana. Somebody's going to have to step up and at least be acceptable, or Payne's going to have quadruple teams dealing with him every single game.
Well, we've just surpassed the midway point of the NFL season, which means there's enough time to make at least somewhat of an informed proclamation about what's going on this year. How about some grades for every team, courtesy of Tyler Sullivan? And in the AFC North in particular, the Steelers leading the way with a B+, Ravens a C, Browns D, and Bengals in last with an F. Justification for the Ravens, pretty straightforward. The miserable start, they're not off the hook for that, but a very clear turnaround here as of late. Much improved health, that helps as well. And a better long-term outlook because of their schedule. Meanwhile, the Bengals, lower than the Browns, the reasoning there. Sullivan not willing to allow the Burrow injury as a full excuse. because, as we know, that defense somehow even worse than they were just last year and could be historically bad when it's all said and done. The Browns, meanwhile, get a slight pass. They weren't supposed to be competitive, and they did hit on some key draft picks as well. Are you buying or selling, Vinny, those AFC North grades?
I'll sell it. I think B-plus for Pittsburgh is extremely high. Otherwise, the others I can kind of all live with right now. I mean, I'd probably say the Ravens right now would be a C-plus because they're kind of trending up, whereas, you know, Pittsburgh's kind of trending down. And the others, Cleveland's got no hope because they got no offense. And since he's got no D, so, yeah, I'll sell it.
Well, LSU's unfortunate season continued over the weekend with that loss to Alabama. Quarterback Garrett Neusmeyer benched along the way, making way for Michael Van Buren, his third time he's made an appearance in a game this season. Now, a lot of people would probably like to see that switch become permanent, but important to note that Van Buren can appear in just one more game before losing redshirt status in 2025. Something to consider for the Tigers, but buy or sell, Bob, LSU will prioritize the present. Let Van Buren start these final 3 weeks.
I'm going to sell it because sacrificing a year of eligibility because Neusmeyer's gone after this year. This was a guy that was expected to be a Heisman contender, possibly one of the top picks in the upcoming NFL draft, and it is not going well for him. But I think that they will look at the future, Nolan, as opposed to the present, because best case scenario, they went out. What are they going to? The wish you were here bowl? Nah. Get Van Buren ready for next year. And what a cool name, Van Buren.
The Van Buren boys.
Yeah, that's right.
You know who you're messing with.
I tell you what, interim coach, he was cussing out old Neusmeyer on the sidelines.
I'm
going
to be a city planner.
Well, a couple things here before we break and get to AJ Gersh. First and foremost, we are live right now. We're live on YouTube.
What?
So if you're interested in another platform to watch the show, and actually, yeah, not just listen, watch. You get to see Bob and Vinny's beautiful faces as they're delivering these strong takes. 105.7 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe, tune in, chat, do whatever you want. Communicate with the show. We're here for you.
Donate. And GoFundMe for Bob.
If that's not exciting enough, ticket giveaways all week long. You're going to like this one, Bob.
Crap.
You're going to like this one. Iron Maiden tickets.
Word.
Coming to Jiffy Lube Live next September. On sale here, courtesy of Live Nation, but we're giving away a pair every single day this week. And let's start with right now. I'm looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057, our first pair to see Iron Maiden.
Yeah, it should have been number 666, the number of the beast for Iron Maiden. So you want to go see Maiden eventually? Get in here, caller number 8. If you're enjoying us on YouTube, hey, it's all good. We'll come back. AJ Gersh, Box 45, talk about the Ravens, winners of 3 in a row. They're at Cleveland, big favorites too, 9.5 points against the Browns. We said if they're 5-5, I did anyway, if they're 5-5 by the Jets game, they're going to win the division. They're one win away from making that happen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.